So welcome back. Yeah. Welcome you all in the mighty and matchless name of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. How was your day? How was your week? Did it go well? Yeah, we just made it, yeah. God's grace, we made it. My week was hectic. Didn't sleep for 2 days. I request your prayers, you know, for God to lead me and give me the strength. Yeah. So last week, we read about Ruth, right? The story of Ruth and the new beginning that God talked about the creation, right? Last week, we learned about that. Is it so? Do you remember? Am I wrong? Then correct me. Did we clap? Yeah? We unlocked many things, right? So the preacher may divert you just to see whether you are still alive. Yeah? So the last week's preacher should not also feel that, oh, did my preaching go in vain? Yeah? So last time, we heard about unlocking God's forgiveness, right? Something that we unlocked. Yeah? So first thing, what we got to do is remember things. If you don't remember what we have learned, if you don't remember God's commandments, there is no point in coming every day and, you know, okay, today we learn, we go back, eat good, and clean up our ears, that's it, right? So we have to remember all those things in our heart, right? So last week we learned about unlocking God's forgiveness. So, why did we unlock God's forgiveness? There's some reason for that. For us to practice, right? If God has said many things in the Word of, you know, in the Bible, why is it so? Because He wants us also to walk in His footsteps, right? Or else there's no meaning in reading the Bible, listening to the sermon, repenting. Right? Nothing. So we learn all these things to practice in our lives so that we, being created in the image of God, can, you know, try as much as possible to be like our Christ Lord. Right? So that we have our hope in eternity. When we stand in, you know, during the judgment day, books are opened. Is my name there? Can you look properly? So that should not happen. You should be getting a Digi Yatra kind of a stuff. You immediate. Name is there, go inside. Simple. Don't stand to argue. You won't even get the time to argue there, right? So we need to practice. So what is the reason for us to practice? Yep, don't look there yet. I'm asking you guys. Okay, that's just points that I mentioned there. So why do we practice these things? So that we obey God. That's a commandment, right? So we practice because God has told us to practice, right? So that we don't deviate from our path, right? And if we practice, people also will see us, what we do. They will try to ape us if God, you know, works in their hearts, because it's not us, you know, to push them, pull them, ki aa jao. No, it's not our duty. It's God's work. All praises to God, for He brings people to Himself. We do the needful, we show God's character through our lives so that people will be attracted to God, not to us. Right? So, what does it say? There's a spiritual development. Day by day, we learn many things, we unlock many things. We just unlocked God's forgiveness. There are many to come. So there are blessings. If you do something, there's a blessing that is there. And that is 100% deal with, no, that God gives us. There's a social impact. People look onto us, right? What we do, how do you, you know, cater to this kind of situation? You know, do you waver from the word of God? Because more than us, many other people know the scripture very well. But they don't implement because they don't believe. We know the scripture. We believe, but we don't implement, right? So There's a social impact. There's a personal growth and self-improvement, one by one, day by day. The drops make the ocean, right? So every other time, you know, it when we practice, we go one step towards the Lord, right? And there's a community building. Same. It shows empathy. Why is it so different? Same situation. I will deal with it in a different manner, but you guys deal it very differently. What's the difference? How do they do it? Right? Then improve relation with others. Yes? If we practice what God teaches us, will it improve our relations or will it tarnish? It always improves. Right? No, it improves. Surely it does. So, and it also gives us inner peace. Yeah? So the load, the burden of the sin goes down. The bags of sin, we can just put it down. That's what God's teachings, when you practice, does. You know, we are carrying our own baggages. We keep it down, right? And it also makes us wise to take decisions to understand that what we do is right or wrong, right? So yesterday was a day of events for me, basically. So, you know, few of us know about it. My wife lost, you know, kept unknowingly, you know, the phone in the auto which she hired to go back home. So I was in the midst of worship practice. I was supposed to be lead, you know, playing the guitar and all stuff. In the midst, I received the call, lost. So what does I do? What do I do? I was like, how could this happen? You know, I just moved from there, keeping, you know, my team, you know, in a thought, ki who is going to do that? Thanks that Suraj came in. And, you know, others joined in. But my first feeling was, how come did this happen? I was filled with sadness in the sense, not that kind of sadness, but anger, indignation, right? Why did it happen? But when I reached, things were solved. I immediately thought, I need to forgive her. Why? Can anybody say why? But I forgave her. Why did I forgive her? Intentional. But the main reason is, today I'm supposed to preach the sermon on forgiveness. Right? So, I cannot... so, I cannot, you know... no, just stop it there, right? I have to forgive her because I cannot stand there. Before you offer worship to the Lord our King, I need to forgive the person, you know, who might have wronged you, right? So basically, I was also trying to practice remembering that God's command is to forgive. And you have to practice. And before you come to worship, you should forgive those who have sinned against you. Any kind of, you know, things that is there in your life, let it go. Right? So, and also, my basic, I think you call also can relate, when you drive car, you know, one of my friends, this changed my life, basically. So, when I drive a car, I don't want to see any cars in front of me. So, that's how, you know, many people, hopefully, yes, drive. So, one time what happened, one of my friends was sitting in the front seat. My wife doesn't want to sit with me in the front seat because I don't know the route and I, you know, will always try to, you know, poke her, where's the route? Right, left, where? So, this time what happened, one of the cars just drove past me and I was furious. And we close our windows because the AC is on. My friend, what she did was, she opened the window. She rolled down the window. Why? Because why should I listen to all these things? Open the window, tell him. Right? So I was like, very true. No, why should even I? Because he went. And still, I am having that anger in my heart. Why did he do that? Why did he zigzag before me? So this changed my attitude towards driving. You know, I won't say 100%, but 90%, yes. So I still, you know, see to it that, you know, I have my composure when I drive. I don't compete, honestly, right? Because I don't have to give way for the devil to come into my heart and say, ki bhai, come on, he zigzagged before you, say something. You know, you become angry. So out of it. So here, let's see what we will learn today. So we'll be practicing letting go, right? To let go, to forgive. Because we unlocked God's forgiveness last week. So now when we have unlocked, the doors are open for us to practice these things. Right? So it's a conditional command with blessings. You forgive, I forgive. If you don't forgive, I won't forgive. Simple. No big, you know, jargons and things. The deal is simple. So, what does the Bible say? Again, keep your fastest fingers. I don't want a single person to open. You know what I'm saying? So I don't write the scriptures here because I want you guys to open up the Bible. Right? You understand where the chapter is, where the book is. So let's say Psalms. Psalms is in the New Testament. You can open up fast. Only a few. No, because they have the Bible to open up, right? So Psalms 103 verse 12, what does it say? Wow. Praise God. Come again.
As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us.
Okay. Thank you. 1 John 1:9. I will make you read everything. You have to be fast. Right. You have to remember these things, huh? Because as we go into this, teaching or practicing these things, we should remember these words. That's the reason I'm asking you to read this, right? Matthew 6, 12, 15. Sin. Yeah. Matthew 18, 21,
22.
Right. How many times? Every other time. Right. Next. We'll skip 18. Luke 23:34. Right. Then Mark 11:25. Right. Colossians 3:13-14. I want the youths also to, yeah. Okay, so Matthew 5:23-24. So this is what I did last day, Understood? Yeah? So I'm coming to the altar to give worship, right? So Ephesians 4:32. Next.
If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone.
Right. Live at peace with everyone. So remember these verses. Very critical. These are very few of them. Right? So, before we go, we have also heard about, last time Sister Sandra also came up with an acronym. So, it was not intentional, but somehow it came into my mind. So, for me, yeah, it was CLAP. For me, it is Fevicol. Okay. So what does Fevicol mean? Forgiving everyone in Christ's name out of love. So Fevicol ka masboot jod, tutega nahi. So it always strengthens, your bonding with Christ. When you forgive out of love in Christ's name, it always strengthens your bond with your Lord. Right? So always remember. So, as we enter into knowing forgiveness, first thing is that, as you can see, it's a self-realization that God has already forgiven us. First thing. As we are believers, we know Why did Christ got crucified on the cross? There's a reason. Main reason. Forgiveness of our sins. Even on the cross, he said, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Right? So first thing is that we have to have a self-realization that God has already forgiven me, and I need to showcase that to my brethren, even if he's a believer, unbeliever. So there are, you know, forgiveness that we need to practice. Now, if you are wronged, then you need to forgive. If you have wronged, then you have to seek forgiveness. There could be a situation where you or the other person would not have wronged you, but there would be something that has hooked, you know, onto your collar and pulling you away. What is that? Jealousy, grudge, right? Remember Cain and Abel? Abel was good. God favored his offerings. But what did Cain do? Cain was jealous. He had an unforgiving nature, letting go. He was not letting go the grudge, the jealousy in himself. So what did he eventually did? He murdered. So that, you know, pushes you so far that you do something that is very wrong in the eyes of the Lord. Right? So, Bible is full of stories for us to learn. Which is the parable that talks about letting go? Someone can read Matthew 18, 21, 35. Matthew chapter 18, 21, 35.
Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto the certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their lord all that was done. Then his lord, after that he had called him, and said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave all thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest know that thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee. And his lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brothers their trespasses.
Right. So we are very conversant with this story, right? The king and the servants, right? So we have three characters here. One is the king, one is the servant number one, and third is the servant number two. Okay. So I always love to have a flow chart going in. So picture this. Let's say, now you understand the story very well. King, servant number one, servant number two. King forgives servant number one doesn't forgive servant number two. So think that you are the king. Okay, I'll just tweak the story a bit so that we can understand various concepts of forgiveness and aspects as we move ahead. So let's say you are the king. This king is very, is a child of God. He knows everything. No, he goes to the church. So let's say this day, this king wanted to go to the church. Okay. As he was going, this guy comes in and says, today was the due date. I don't have the money to give you. Right? And how much money was he supposed to pay back? What does the Bible say? 10,000 bags. Talents? Bags of gold. Something like that? Yep. 10,000. Right? Chalo, bags chhod do. 10,000 number is enough. Bags maybe, you know, more. You know? So let's say each bag would have at least 100. You can count. So that was an extreme circumstance, right? So let's say he's stepping to offer his, you know, sacrifice, worship to the Lord. Servant one, number one steps in and he says, I don't have the money. Please, you know, I don't have the money. Please let me go. So he requests. First, what he does is he requests. What does the king do, or what the king, that is you right now, would do? As per what is written in the scripture. No. He was having emotions coming into his heart, right? He was angry. He wanted to put his family, right, away into a dungeon, right? Then what happens? That means, think of the sequence. This guy came in, tells, I cannot pay you right now. Huge amount of money involved. King is indignant, he's angry, right? Then the request turns into, what's that? Repentance kind of a thing. I cannot, please, right? So now what does the king do? Or what did you do? You quickly had pity on him and cleared all the debts. Reckoning to 10,000 bags of gold. Right? So what do we see here? Let's say, we'll come back. The king is here. He's going to the worship. He knows. He's a wise guy. Why? Because he's a child of God. Reading the Bible makes you wise. Right? So what does he do? He's stepping out. This guy comes in. Oh, he has feelings because he's a human. He has feelings. He has emotions. He overcame. So he had challenges. The king is having challenges now. Why? Because when the king steps out, do you think he's alone right now? No. There are many people all around. You know? So they will also say, you are the king, man. You cannot just forgive him. It's your ego. Your pride comes in to picture. You do it right now. You do it every other time. Right? And even they would say, you know, come on, he will do it again. How can you release him? So he's under a lot of pressure. So he's having n number of things to just say, I can't forgive. Right? But he is a child of God. He's a wise guy. What does he do? He knows he's stepping out to worship. I cannot leave something that is still unattended and unforgiven. So he comes out of, he doesn't succumb to his emotions, right? He comes out of his challenges, right? And he takes a wise decision. What does he take? He says, okay, I'm feeling angry, very natural, yes. Huge amount, yes. But I forgive you. I immediately forgive you. Why? Because he thinks again. What does he think? God forgave me, so I'll forgive you. Right? So, during this time, you can read, Luke chapter 17, 3 to 6.
May I mention to yourselves, if your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in the day, and turns to you 7 times, saying, I repent, you must forgive him.
So, very clear. Very, very, very clear, right? So think of those words now. You have to be wise. Yeah. And I could also come back again and say, he gave this amount of money. Having in mind that whatever I give it in such a manner that I don't expect it to be given back. That's the wise thing that the king did. There's just, I'm just trying to explain these things. It's not there, but so he gave something that doesn't pinch me even if he doesn't give. Because if I give something more and if he doesn't give, then I have 100% chances to bury myself under the ground and give myself away to the devil. Right? So he gave with a cheerful heart. God loves a cheerful giver. So think those aspects. So he gave those 10,000 bucks to him. Now he cannot give it back. So when he repents, he, the king, immediately shows pity, right, to this repeat offender, let's say, or the offender, even when the amount was extreme. God, even when he died, he said, forgive them, for they don't know what to do. That's the extreme circumstance when you forgive someone. Someone is trying to kill you, and you're saying, forgive them. That's the extremity, right? So even after this, what do you think? You know, okay, so these are the challenges the king would have faced. Some of them would be very much, you know, dot. Some may not. So let's say he had deep hurt and anger. This servant number one would be a very close person to him, right? He would have taken that amount of money, let's say, to build a house or whatnot. I don't know. But there would be a hurt and anger, which would have not helped the king to forgive him, right? Desire for revenge doesn't come here. But yes, if there is some thought in your mind to, you know, take revenge to this person, mera gaadi aage jana chahiye, uska gaadi piche aana chahiye, you cannot forgive that person. Fear of reoccurrence, fear of vulnerability. Maine ek baar kar diya to fir se wapas aayega. If I do it right now again, this has an option to come back again. Fear of reoccurrence. Right? So he will not forgive because he is having a fear that the same thing will repeat back again. Ego and pride. He's a king. Let's say many of us sitting here would be managers, GMs, VPs. But the thing is, he let off his ego and pride so that God's forgiveness, God be glorified through him. Right? If we have ego and pride in ourselves, then we don't let God's glory be magnified to the people around us who don't know him, right? Ruminating on the incident. What does that mean? You think again and again. Come back home, still think about it. After 1 week, still think about it, which is already done. You think again and again. What happens? You have a mental blockage. Your BP goes low. You have physical issues, right? So you think over and over about it, then it's going to harm you. What does Jesus say? Don't think on it again. Don't come back on it again. Stop it then and there itself, right? Lack of apology, acknowledgement. I did it, I don't care. You know, maine de diya, I don't care if anything happens. So there is, we may feel ki he should have, you know, said an apology to me. Would have. When we forgive, we should not stand back and wait till the time he comes and says, sorry. No. That is the person's doing. Forgiveness is our doing. We don't wait for the person to come, mere se galti ho gaya, I'm sorry. No. From our hearts, we have to forgive first. Pressure from others, betrayal of trust, and there will be complex situations. So these are the challenges which the king overcame. No, he overcame these challenges. Why? To glorify God. Right? But this king, since he was wise, he also knew one thing. That if I let go, if I forgive, then there are certain aspects which will be a blessing to him. What are those? Receiving God's forgiveness. King, or we ourselves would have done lot many sins. You know? Sinful acts. So what does the Bible say? If you forgive, I will also forgive. I will not dwell on it. I will not, think about it again. Right? So that's a freedom from sin as well. My burden, my load is down on the ground now. I've gave it to Christ, my Lord. He'll take care of it. It disappears. You would have seen this movie. What is that? Pilgrim's Progress, right? You've seen Pilgrim's Progress? One of the best movies I've ever seen. You see, the person takes his burden, he goes to Christ, his burden is just, it just disappears, right? There is inner peace. You don't think about it. Inner peace is there. I forgive, nothing is, my heart is clean now. Keep your hearts clean, right? Restoration, community harmony, spiritual growth, and reflecting God's character. I think this goes even without saying, right? If I have any issue with one of my fellow, let's say, colleague, I must go and restore. Forgiveness first, reconciliation, and restoration. So these things are main aspects that we need to define in our lives so that there is inner peace in ourselves and God is glorified. So now, coming back to the story, do you think if this, let's say, servant number one comes again later in the future with the same thing, will the king be ready to give him any kind of, let's say, amount? So let's go practical, right? Proverbs 22:3, what does it say? Right. So we need to be prudent enough to understand, but we must be ready to help. Right? So there is a very fine line there. You must be wise enough, prudent enough to understand. If you want to make a line, make it. But be ready to even help, even if this thing happens again. But be wise how you deal with the situation, right? So now we understand we were the king, we were good guys and everything. So let's see if we are servant number one and servant number two comes into picture now, right? What happens now? The entire, you know, scenario changes. What do you see here? Servant number one is back home. What happens here? So I think I'll just put into one more thing. For the forgiver, there is emotional healing. There is improved physical and mental health, enhanced relationships, personal growth. For the forgiven, servant number one, there's a relief from guilt. There's a restored relationship with the king. Encouragement to a positive change that I should not repeat it again. And increased empathy. If someone has done that, I should also reciprocate it. But what happens? Now you are servant number one. What happens now? Scenario number two, wherein this guy comes in. He is happy. He comes back home. Oh, see, 10,000 bags of gold cleared. Right? He comes back home. He is also getting ready. Servant number two comes in. Today it is my due date. I am not able to give you this amount of money. And how much money was that? 1,000, right? So, isko 5 rupaye dena tha, usko 5 crore dena tha. Simple. So, what does servant number one do? He is in profit. He made a ludicrous, very, very, very profitable deal. Right? And now he's happy. He's coming back home with all the thing in in his mind that now I am clear. What about this guy? I cannot clear you guy. Your debt. Now, you have to pay me back my 5 rupees. My 1,000 bags of gold or 1,000 dinars, whatever it is. So what does that show? He took his forgiveness for granted. He felt it is for himself. I can go anytime. I have relationship with the king. I can do whatever I want. Right? And nobody would know. I was forgiven by Christ. I won't show it to you. You have to pay me back. And he is not going to know about it. This is what servant number one thought, right? So what happens now? We saw that. Will he have a good relationship with the servant number two? He won't. Will he have inner peace? No. Right? So servant number two is very unhappy now. While servant number one, when he was forgiven, he was very ecstatic. Right? He wanted to let go his debt. When this guy came in, he did not reciprocate with the same kind of empathy which was shown to him. Right? And this kind of scenario, we must avoid. Why? Even though he knew that there are challenges, he succumbed to it. Right? He had ego, pride. I know the king, man. You give me your money to me. Right? There is a lot of thing going around. But this guy also should have known the consequences of not letting go. What are those? Can someone read Matthew 6, 14, 15? Right. So what did we see earlier in the slide? It is a conditional action. You forgive the way I showed you, I will surely forgive you of all your sins, right? So there's a strained relationship with God. Whatever he had done is still there, life. Nothing of his sin is forgiven, is cleared from the books. Right? Hebrews 12:15. Right. So now there is bitterness. He will go again and again and tell him, give me back my money. Right? So there's a bitterness. My interest rate is going up high from tomorrow. It was 6%. Now it is 12%. Just to take revenge. Right? What is 2 Corinthians 2:10-11?
To whom ye forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgive anything, to whom I forgive it. For your sakes forgive I it in the person of Christ, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices.
Correct. We give chance to the devil. He is always on the go. Aaja meri gaadi mein baith ja. Right? I'm ready. My doors are open. Just come and sit. He will just see where you are vulnerable. Where there's a crack, he will get in and the roots of devil will grow. It is not the roots of Christ, but the roots of devil, which will then tear you apart. You give a chance, he will take 100%. So that shows that still, again, he is entering into spiritual bondage. Okay, there's no relief now. What does Colossians chapter 3 verse 13 say?
Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye.
Right. So there is no peace now. He will come back every other day to him. Neighbors will watch. Everybody will watch what is happening. Right. So there is no peace in both their lives. He also cannot go because he is rushing towards something. Servant number two comes in and says, please, today, forgive. Clear my debt. He doesn't. Because there is no peace and joy in both their lives now. Right? Because of sermon number one. Okay? Now, Matthew chapter 18, 23, 35.
Therefore, is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his
servant? So it's the same story. I don't want to repeat it again. So it's the same story where God says, where we thought that I got the forgiveness, I won't reciprocate the same, and God will never know. What at the end of the story, you see, the king puts servant number one in dungeon, right? For his unforgiving nature that he came to know that he did, right? So don't ever think that you can hide anything from Christ. Kaun dekhega? Kaun janega? No. Don't wait till you really feel the burn of the consequences. Right? So you should be very aware of the consequences that you would face if you don't clean up your heart and forgive out of love. Right? Broken relationship, also impaired prayer life, he cannot sit for prayer anyways. He will sit with loud voice, with jargons, everything, but his prayers will not be heard any point of time. Because his seating with the Lord is not the way Christ wants it. Right? Broken relationships, we have seen physical and emotional consequences. So these are the issues now servant number one would face. Because he had challenges, he succumbed to those challenges. He, though going to the church, did not practice, did not remember the word of God, did not practice it, and also did not know, though knowing the benefits, he forgot. Right time, right moment, devil cropped in, forgot, erased everything from the memory. Though he knew, it was hard for him to recollect back. That's the reason he was not able to practice what was said. Right? So, let's think about some situations which you might be facing on a day-to-day life. Right? So, let's say in the office, school, or colleges, we would have faced a lot of, issues like this, right? Where people would be letting you down, pulling you down, office politics, everything comes into picture. College, school, what happens? Aisa nahi hona chahiye ki, okay, we are sitting for an exam and this guy is not helping you to cheat. Okay, and this guy will say, oh Lord, forgive him for he doesn't know what he's doing. So that is not the attitude that we need to have, right? Because at the start itself, I'm doing the wrong stuff. Don't, twist the word of God. He is not showing. He's a good guy. He's not evil, not show. He doesn't want you to, just get the marks just like that. You have to work hard for it. Ask wisdom from God, right? Because this kid will say, last time I went to church, I heard forgiveness. I'm just forgiving him so that, who knows, God may change his mind and just, let me copy. That's the wrong way to take it up, right? So, let's say we are in the college, people, let's say, body shame us. They say, abe, chota hai, gitta hai. Abe, hu to hu, that's it. But if we take that in our hearts, what would happen? I have to go to the hospital, I have to make myself tall. Why? Why to do that? Right? Face those things. Because the spirit in us is a spirit of power, yeah, it gives us strength. Go boldly, main hu to hu, that's it, simple. God created you, God created me. Simple. You have been given something, I really feel happy about you. Show them how do you reciprocate. Right? So that's how this person also will see. Maine usko 10 baar aise diya, he is not even saying anything back to me. He's still coming up and saying, yeah. So you have to show your practice. What did you learn? Implement in life, right? If you are in BTech or whatever, you have been taught about something, or this is how a car works. If you don't put the petrol in, it won't work. You should know. Petrol is not there, I have to put it in. Right? Same way, you have to remember there are criterias wherein you have to put in your efforts, because that is what Christ intends us to do. Right? So, whatever situations we come, let's say office politics, when, during promotions, your, discussions with your boss, I did all those things, I did that, I did this. First of all, whenever you discuss with the boss, when we say, usually it happens, I did that, I did those, So, they don't want to listen, we did that. What did you do? Tumne kya kiya? Right? So, in all these regards, Think of one thing, that God is watching you. He created your boss. He created me. God knows what you did. Right? And in due point of time, because if you give me more, I may become proud. If you give me less, I will. Right? So, I want what is really required for me. If I say, I did that, I did all those stuff, we might forget that it is not, no, that God did it for us. We always feel that it is my and my own strength. So sometimes, you know, when I sit with my boss, I say, God's grace, we did it. Last time when I told him, he said, don't say that. But I cannot stop that. So that's something new for them. They haven't heard about it. Right? So always think, whenever you come, you know, under, in such situations, God is in control. When you're dealing with money, be wise, prudent, give cheerfully, help at any cost, but also be wise. So there is something that you have to, or we all have to understand when we deal with things where there is very high likeliness of falling down. Okay? So, So we saw different scenarios in our daily life. And as we were, you know, thinking about, or we saw the in the parable of the king and the two servants, what did we see? When we forgive, we have to reflect on God's forgiveness first. That starts, the foundation starts there, right? We have our house built on the rock. First, be there, right? That means you need to understand, okay, situation has come. Human feelings will erupt in no time. But our understanding of Lord's forgiveness should come beforehand, right? So, reflection on God's forgiveness. Acknowledge your feelings. Yes, I'm angry. I don't like the way it is going. Very human. But you have to acknowledge, okay, this is human nature of acting towards something, some situation that is happening. But also remember, do I have to walk in the human flesh, or do I have to have godly wisdom? Right? So, choose to forgive. It's a command. I mentioned choose, but we don't have a choice. We have to forgive. We must forgive. It's not a choice that we can just take in. No, it's a command. Right? Pray for guidance. If there is something that is not being handled, you don't know how to handle the situation, the only way to communicate to God is through prayer. Give me the wisdom. I pray to you, Lord, that you take me out of this situation so that I don't fall and my brethren also, right? Communicate honestly. No makkhan, no buttering, direct to the point. You did wrong or I did wrong. This is what I felt. Okay? This is what should have been done. This is what I feel. So, you have to have an honest communication. There are other, you know, possibilities here. The other person will not even think, I don't care about it. But we also should know that God handles, God is in control. There have been many, I surely know there would be many examples in everyone's life where you would have gone through situations which would have been very rough and tough, but God was always there, waiting and watching what is the next step that you would take. Right? It's just like someone says, there were two guys, you know, quarreling. So this guy was good, one guy was good, one guy, no, he was quarreling with that, his guy. He prayed, God, just help me out of this situation. And God, in his mercy and grace, he sent his angel. Halfway through, this guy hit him. He gave him a slap. Okay. So God said, anyways, before my angel could have done something, he anyways took action. You come back. Right. So let God take control. Don't immerse into, you know, those situations where you don't have any control of, right? Let go of resentment. No hard feelings. No bitterness. Then and there itself. Drain it out. When forgiveness comes in, drain out all the poison that is there in your heart. You know, somewhere I also heard that, you know, it's just like a rat poison that you drink and wait for the rat to die. Right? It doesn't happen that way, right? You have to, you know, you cannot have that bitterness in ourselves and then wait, let's see what happens to him. That kind of attitude also must not be there, right? Set boundaries if needed. Wisdom comes into picture here. Forgiveness doesn't condone the wrongdoing. It doesn't go hand to hand. We forgive, but we don't take part in it. We talk to people. They have their own belief, their own way of working. Go for a party. Come, let's have a drink. I have a good relationship with the person, but I cannot sit with him to drink. Because I know I am wise, I am a child of God. Then what else do I know? That I am the temple of God. Who resides in us? The Holy Spirit resides in us. And who is Holy Spirit? It's God himself. The Trinity. Right? So, do you want to hurt the Spirit inside yourself? So, these things should come in. You don't have to, you know, see that my boss is happy. I go there, drink. My boss is happy. He will give me increment. Who gives increment? God gives. At the right time, when you really require it. You want it now, I can give it now. God can do anything. Simple. But, Psalms 1 says, don't sit, stand, walk. Yeah, wise thing. Those are wise words. Right? Focus on reconciliation. Whatever happens, reconcile. Restore your relations. What was there? At least from your side. The other person may or may not. Right? But always, if let's say I have any conflict with one of my colleagues, he won't talk to me. Okay, I'll give you an example. I went to the manufacturing plant last time. This week. So one of the production guys, you know, some of the things were not working there. So the production guy who, you know, we usually used to chat. I was there in the control room. This guy also came in. He didn't say anything. He saw me. He didn't come to me. What all things could I have done? I've said, ki main bhi usse hi nahi karne wala. He didn't do, I didn't do. Simple. We are on the same cadre. He should come and say hi first. He should give him a hug first. No, right? So I went to him and said, how are you? How are you doing? So that he should understand, even though I stepped back, he came to me and said, hi. He asked me how I am doing. So that he should understand, key people are watching, right? He should understand, why did it happen, right? So, worldly realms, I don't. He comes and I am a VP. He is a VP. He should come. We cannot agree as such. I cannot step down. Right? In many situations, we forgive, but also there is an accountability. If my subordinate does something wrong, I cannot say, chalega re, no problem. Kam nahi kiya, no problem. I forgive you. No. If you don't do this, I will guide him that next year I won't give you the kind of, you know, expectation you have. Okay? Because I have a junior just living next to me. He always comes and asks me, Saab, kitna milega? Maine kaha ki jitna tune kiya hai, is baar tere ko 3 milega. Sir, 3? Mere ko 12 chahiye. How can I give you? So, there's an account. You forgive. But also see to it that there's an accountability that you put forward in such situations where only forgive, chalega, nahi kiya, main karta hun. That should not be the attitude. Let him also do. He should also grow. Sab kaha, aap jahan jaoge, main bhi aunga. You go to other company, you call me, I'll also come. That should not be the case. You go to the company and search and tell me, is there an option available for me to come? Right? He should also grow. So these things must always come into our hearts and minds when we walk. And if we are struggling, there are people, there's a church always available, there are fellow believers, There is a Bible which is handed over to everybody. Read it loud. It will change. It has changed me. It has changed everybody of you. Anywhere you have issues, open up the Bible. I used to take printouts and keep it on the office desk so that I remember. I won't be eating badam to, you know, increase my memory. But at least I can see, okay, this is the verse. It is there in my mind. After 1 month, you don't have to even see those things. It's there in your heart. It has been copied. Right? So if you feel that you yourself cannot do, take support. Take the, help from your pastor, your fellow believers, right? So that you can overcome those challenges. And it should be a conscious effort to forgive. Right? Conscious effort. Maine kiya kya? Mere ko jaake karna. Today morning also, when we came, one guy went past me on a red light. I also, moved past because it was green for me. I stopped back. He also looked at me. I also looked at. Then I again thought, I should not do. Why? Because I had to say the sermon today, na? Right? So, why? Because it should come instantly. Conscious effort. I did wrong. I was thinking I should have taken a U-turn and say, forgive me, karke. So, it is a conscious effort. People should understand, right? So, saying that, we have unlocked God's forgiveness for a point. We have not unlocked and locked it again. Right? We have to unlock it, open the doors so that we can practice and make it the way of life. Right? So, with that point, again, we have to see that favicol ka jod tutega nahi. Right? Forgiving everyone in Christ's name out of love strengthens the bond our God with our God, right? I